You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Hey everybody, welcome to Nerd Overload, the pop and geek culture show whose Fallout 76 bag is made out of velour. I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
I'm Cody.
Hey everybody, we have a great show for you this week. Thank you all for tuning in. As always, we have a bunch of news, but first, let's talk about a few things we've been checking out.
Velour.
I mean, I've still been playing Fallout 76.
And yeah.
I still don't hate it.
Yeah.
Have we really talked about it on
We haven't
here?
Talked like, about it a ton. We talked about it off the yeah. air a little bit, but yeah. So yeah. What are your opinions? What are your thoughts on the game?
It's a perfectly okay game. It's obviously, it has its flaws. It's not
quite
perfect.
Quite a few. Yeah.
But I also don't think it's like the worst game ever made that people seem to be carrying on about it being.
Oh, yeah. My biggest thing with it is I think these are all the bugs that the game has, they're all known bugs from previous generations.
Yeah, it's the same stuff that Fallout 4 or Skyrim mm-hmm. does, and everybody still goes on about Skyrim like it's the second coming.
Yeah. I don't know. We're going to get into a lot of Fallout 76 and Bethesda stuff during the news part of the show.
Because they can't stop messing up.
Oh, yeah. It's like every mistake they've made. But I'm glad to hear that you're at least having some fun with it.
Yeah, I've been playing it by myself and just kind of exploring the West Virginia countryside, which on its own is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And they hid some lore in there that's fun to read, and it's not a total loss.
Okay. That's a glowing recommendation. Yeah. It's not a total loss.
I mean, I would not pay full price. Don't pay $60 for this, but maybe 30?
Okay. Now, the question is, will the server still be as active once the price drops to 30?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always a lot of people on there now.
And okay.
Even though people can't stop talking about how bad they think it is.
Well, you know, the vocal minority of...
Well, I think the vocal minority of negativity is still playing the game.
Well, sure, because they want to find more complain. Problems. Oh, yeah, it's one of those. It's like a hate watch. It's like watching a bad movie. You know, you have better things to do with your time, but you don't want to. You want to just enjoy. You want to wallow in the
man
and the garbage.
That was kind of like my reboot, The Guardian Code.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh yeah, everybody has like that.
That was my hate watch.
It was like Once Upon a Time. I used to hate watch that all the time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But it's a combination of the internet and the way everything is either the best thing ever or the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
And Bethesda just generally running out of goodwill from its player base.
It seems like they've run out of it a lot harder with this one than they have with their previous games.
Well, yeah, they've given us the same thing for so long, and people are finally like, this is kind of ridiculous.
Kind of
like,
calling them on it. Yeah.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Other than that, I've been playing a lot of Starlink, which is the spaceship one with the toys.
Okay.
I got it for like $30 off Amazon, and it is absolutely worth $30.
Really?
Okay. Did you get the Switch version?
Yeah, with Star Fox.
Cool.
It's a fun space exploring game. I mean, you have a full open like galaxy you can fly around in.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of has a No Man's Sky feel. You can scan alien creatures to fill out a
Pokédex.
Basically.
Yeah. Okay.
And you go around and fighting an invading force that's invading all these different planets, and you have to clear them out. It actually shows
Team Rocket.
It actually shows how much control the bad guys have and how much control like the Resistance have.
Okay.
And you do things to help out the Resistance to help them regain control of the planets. And you can build like different facilities to help you with different things. And it's on top of that spaceship flying and tank shooting.
That's cool
stuff.
It's
really
like fun.
The Star Fox characters are just a great bonus on top of that.
Okay, cool.
They shoehorn them in pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Like they obviously redid a lot of cutscenes to add in Star Fox and friends.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it seems organic, and sometimes it's just like now we're cutting away to Star Fox.
Hey, what's Star Fox doing in this scene? What are his opinions?
Star Fox and Friends.
Yeah.
Fox.
Because there's a show called Fox.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Fox keeps doing this weird thing where he refers to his squad mates as his boys.
His boys? Oh, I like it.
I'm like, just like, when did Fox ever do this? Like, it just seems like a thing now.
You're my boy, Peppa.
My boys.
You're my boy, Blue.
Come on, boys.
Oh, that's kind of great.
And his every pilot has a special move that they do, mm-hmm. and his calls in a random other Star Fox character.
Oh, cool.
And starts playing Star Fox music, which is very rad.
That's very cool.
Actually, I haven't played as anyone but Star Fox.
I mean, that was going to be the whole purpose of me getting that game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love Star Fox. It's probably one of my favorite Nintendo franchises.
It's definitely up there for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I had to have that plastic R-Wing.
Oh, of course.
Like, even if the game was trash, I wanted that R-Wing. And it is pretty cool.
It's a good model.
Yeah, I'm not buying any of the other Starlink things.
No.
Now, is it like a Toys to Life kind of thing? Does the toy actually do something?
Yeah, the toys give you more ships, and you can also buy more weapons and more pilots. Actually, the only way you can get different weapons is by buying them, which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Because they only give you two weapons with the starter set. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to buy the toys. You can just buy a digital. You can down $5. They give you two more guns.
Oh, okay.
And, like, I mean, that still kind of sucks, but whatever. Like, yeah. I like the option to not own the hunk of plastic I don't want in my house.
True. Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Although I'd rather just be able to get the weapons, like, in a regular video game, though, too.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
But it's fun. It's really fun.
Oh, cool.
Well, I'm glad.
And the graphics look good.
That's good. And here I kind of thought the Toys to Life was kind of dying out.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the worst part of the game.
Yeah.
And they missed the Toys to Life train by about 2 years.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, that fad is kind of really dying out. I mean,
just dead.
Yeah.
Even Amiibos aren't as readily available as they used to be.
It's almost like a niche product at this point.
Yeah, they have a built-in audience that they know is going to buy every single one, so they're going to keep making
them. As Sam waves his arms in the air, you just don't care.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, I have a couple things that I'll talk about real quick. Actually went back and watched a whole bunch of previously reviewed movies on this show. Most of them were not good. I watched Justice League in preparation for Aquaman, just to kind of get a refresher on it. And that movie is still a steaming pile. It's just so tonally all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Between the Joss Whedon and the Zack Snyder stuff. There's no reason to have an extended scene where Superman gets real mad after he comes back to life and beats up the whole Justice League. It's like the whole point of the movie was like, Superman is dead, so we need to fill in the gap because he upped the stakes, and now that he's gone, there's a power vacuum, and we need to fill the hole. And at the first moment that a actual supervillain shows up, he wipes the floor of the Justice League, and only when Superman comes in is when they can do it. And like the first thing Superman does is like beats the tar out of everybody, including Wonder Woman, like really, like brutally, and like it's like, well then what's the point?
They shouldn't have even killed Superman.
They shouldn't have done it in the first place.
They should have saved that for its own.
They should have saved it until they had a good script and like had established the characters.
Yeah, Superman dying is like a phase two scenario.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, set up the character first.
Or that would have been a way to end the franchise.
Well, yeah,
that too. It's like if the first Avengers movie was Civil War.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. Yeah, Civil War or even Infinity War. Like, introduce all these characters at the beginning of the movie, and by the end, you snap.
Now they're all dead.
Half of them are gone.
And then you feel nothing.
Yeah. So it wasn't very good, but Jason Momoa was kind of a highlight of that movie.
He was the most enjoyable part.
Yeah, he was, and Ezra Miller as Flash. Actually, going back and rewatching it, I think the Flash actually had some pretty good lines and stuff. After seeing his range, he was in Fantastic Beasts. He was Credence, the sad boy from the first one. And I guess he's in the second one as well. And I guess he does night and day difference kind of acting-wise.
Yeah, he was in something else, too.
Every time Wonder Woman was on screen during Justice League, it made me sad because she's really slumming it.
Oh, do you know what makes me real sad? All the setup that they had in Wonder Woman for the Amazon race, how they're a proud warrior race who wore like actual, like, functional armor and things like that. And then you watch them in Justice League, and they're all wearing leather bikinis.
They all look like that Killer Instinct character that wears coconuts over her business.
Yeah.
They kind of look like her.
They kind of do.
Or
Maya.
Red Sonja.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 No, Red Sonja looks cooler.
Yeah. Well, going on from that, also watched Power Rangers, the reboot-ish movie.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me you watched the one with Ivan Ooze.
Oh, I wish. That is a good movie. Actually, it's a terrible movie.
Actually, I think the last time I watched it is when we watched it
for that commentary that I still have a copy of somewhere here. Anyway, rewatched that, and you know what? This is going to be... I've kind of come around on this movie. It's like, yeah, it isn't quite what I was expecting it to be and hoping for it to be based off of my love for the original series. But if you look at it completely divorced from any other version of the characters from any media, it's fine.
It's a perfectly servable piece of summer garbage.
It's a perfectly okay movie. The stuff that they do with the Billy character was great. The Blue Ranger did a really good job there. Elizabeth Banks was great chewing up the scenery.
Oh, yeah.
And like all that Krispy Kreme product placement was just the dumbest, and it was just wonderful. Let's see.
I still hate the way Alpha looked.
You know what? It's okay. Everything looks kind of off and bad.
It's like the Super Mario Brothers movie version of Alpha.
That's a really good comparison. Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
He's like the Goomba of
that movie, man.
Yeah. No, I can you know, going on from that, I could talk about a couple other things. I'm, you know, like one of those crappy Hallmark Christmas movies where two people fall in love over a ice sculpture contest. I watched that. That's a real movie. Christmas.
Sounds like a Nicholas Sparks book.
No one dies in it, so it's definitely not. But the other thing I'll talk about real quick is I got on a weird kick of old, like, super toyetic cartoons from the 80s. Like obscure ones, not like just G.I. Joe or Transformers.
You mean like Chuck Norris's Karate Commandos?
Oh, yeah.
Mummy's Alive.
Mummy's Alive.
Dude, shut up. I love that show.
Mr. T's Kids.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. T's Bebe's Kids.
Yeah, but no, I started watching this.
I pity the fool that thinks these are my kids. These Bebe's Kids.
These Bebe's Kids, yeah. No, so I started watching this YouTube channel called Toy Galaxy, and they talk about, you know, they do toy reviews and stuff like that. But one of the recurring, like, series that the guy does is he talks about toy series, like toy lines from the 80s that were, like, had TV shows, had cartoons attached to them, and kind of gives a deep dive of all that stuff. And he gets into some really obscure stuff. The one I found was a weird show called Spiral Zone. And it sounds like it's totally made up. Like, it's really interesting. I'd never heard of this cartoon before. It lasted 65 episodes.
Good lord.
Like, wow. It is a full, like, production run.
Yeah.
And the whole...
You can syndicate that.
Yeah. So the whole idea behind the show is it's basically G.I. Joe, but what if Cobra Commander is competent and conquered half the Earth and there's only 5 Joes left? It's really interesting, and it's actually kind of a downer for a kid's cartoon, which is interesting. But of course, every episode is like, hey, buy our toys. Look at this new thing we have. Yeah. Check it out.
The only way that we can get out of this situation is with the action figure storage truck.
Pretty much, yeah. But it's actually, but the stories are actually kind of deep, or about as deep as you can get with a team led by Commander Dirk Courage.
He sounds like a small soldier's character.
He does. You're
like one of the cheat commandos.
You know what? That's actually, I was talking with Jordan about this a little bit, and we were talking, and we kind of decided the theme song. I played her the theme song, and we kind of decided it sounds like a song Strong Bad would, like, sing as, like, a made-up fake G.I. Joe song. I'm going to put a little bit of it in here because it's kind of jamming and really ridiculous. I'm kind of also have been kind of trained to, like, anything with the word zone in it is kind of innately funny anyway at this point. But but the toy line that went with it anyway was really interesting. They were 7-inch toys that had cloth, like, jumpsuits.
Wait, 7-inch? Wow, that's huge.
7-inch toys with cloth jumpsuits, multiple points of articulation, and then plastic, like, armor that goes over top of them. So they look, they're like, what if, you know, shorter than a Barbie, but, like,
that sounds like
we're
the,
full. Yeah.
That sounds like the bigger G.I. Joes they had at one
pretty,
point.
Yeah, kind of.
It sounds like they were probably too expensive, and that's why this failed.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and it's the most interesting thing I've found, and this is the last thing I'll talk about it, because this is just, you know, riveting. But, like, just like Transformers, how the Transformers were originally a couple other toy lines from Japan.
Like a ton of different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That were brought over and a TV show was kind of built around them.
Yeah.
The same thing with Spiral Zone. It was originally another series of toys from Japan with a completely different background and stuff that was brought to America and given a show to go around it. And the original toys were designed by one of the two guys that created Gundam.
Oh.
Yeah. The guy's whole idea was, hey, let's take the, they were basically more model sets than they were toys because they, you know, the Gunpla or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's called.
Yeah. Gunpla.
Yeah. So the guy's idea was like, hey, we have these giant, you know, robot, you know, multiple articulation, like model sets. What if we like made them smaller scale to like, and say like, hey, they're super army people with like. Removable
power armor,
and then you buy. They had like three toys, like three figures, and then they had
a bunch of different armor
add-on armor sets, basically that you would buy and connect to it.
Sounds like a bunch of pieces I would lose as a kid.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I did a cursory search on eBay, and like you can buy
a bunch of loose bits,
and like figs for like $10. But none of like the missiles from the sets, like they all say everything is intact except for the missiles and the hips are loose because that's apparently the figs are just garbage anyway.
Oh, man.
All the missiles have been lost to time.
Yes.
Man, that kind of reminds me of when I used to have these Mech Assault or Mech Warrior toys. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the one I had like. The springs and the missile launchers were so strong.
Mm-hmm.
It was ridiculous. And the missiles had like these rubber tips on them.
I accidentally put out my cat's eye.
No, but I've seen them bounce across rooms.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's crazy how like unregulated some of those toys were
back in the day.
Oh, yeah. And that kind of led me down a very slight like toy or cartoon like rabbit hole. Have you ever heard of a cartoon called Rawhide? Where it's a girl from Montana that finds out she's a princess from a magical land and solves crimes with her talking horse.
It sounds familiar, honestly.
And the talking horse was voiced by John Vernon, the dean from Animal House. Yeah. Or Fish Police. Where
I know Fish Police.
You know Fish Police? With Tim Curry as the talking sleazebag shark.
It was going to be a big deal like The Simpsons, but obviously wasn't.
It lasted 6 episodes.
Hey guys, did I ever tell you about my Lord and Savior Brave Star?
Brave Star is great.
Brave Star. I loved Brave Star. Brave I used Star to tell awesome. People about it, and everyone thought I made it up.
Oh, yeah. I know Brave Star.
Brave Star's great. Yeah.
It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I dare say it was cooler than He-Man.
Brave Star showed up when the Filmation guy decided they needed a strong Native American character on TV, and that's an admirable goal.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus 3030 was great. Cyborg horse that transforms and has a big shotgun. Yes, please.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And also the toys were huge.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Check it out.
Yeah, check them out. Yeah, go. Go, go, go.
Let's see here. Oh, speaking of, you know, toys and shows from the 80s.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I watched the entirety of the 2011 Thundercats.
Okay.
I heard that's good.
It actually is really good. But it got canceled after its first season and leaves off on a huge cliffhanger.
Oh, bummer.
I'm sure the Lancer in Thundercats roar.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
I mean,
will.
They might make a reference to it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was actually surprisingly good. And they built a lot more like interpersonal relationships between characters.
Mm-hmm.
They changed some of the lore.
They She-Ra'd it.
Kinda. Yeah. Kinda.
I would say they more He-Man did, because He-Man get a reboot
about that time.
Around that time,
about that same time,
and the animation style was pretty similar as well, if I'm remembering correctly.
It's the Thundercats show that all the angry fanboys claim they wanted, but when they did have it, they didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Well, part of it is that time when Cartoon Network was axing good shows because the toys didn't sell well.
Right. And they were making way for Andrew W.K. hosting some like
live action stuff. Seeing real. Ugh. That went over really well for them.
The channel's called Cartoon Network. We don't go there for real people.
I mean, listen, I love Andrew W.K., but that was a mistake.
It wasn't his fault.
But it was good. Seeing characters grow and change as the series went on.
That's cool.
Lots of like slight references to like kind of like nods to the 80s series, like musical tones,
and that's the best way to do it.
Sound effects, things like that. And there are some times when Lion-O's, you know, doing the, you know, the thunder, Thundercats. I can't tell if the voice actor is just doing it or if they actually sampled some of the original Lion-O or not.
You know, they may have.
It's hard to it was really hard to tell.
Do you ever hear those Thundercats outtakes?
Oh, yes.
Online.
The Simo-flange.
Those are funny. Look those up great. If you haven't heard them.
Yeah, also, we can't really repeat too many of them here.
There's a lot of swears in them.
Yeah, but it was a surprisingly good show. 26 episodes.
Ah, okay. I didn't think it had that many.
That's a decent amount.
Yeah,
it's a full first season. It was a full first season, but then it...
When did cartoons go from 65 episodes to 26 or even 13 episode seasons?
Anime.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Or when they stopped looking like Hanna-Barbera cartoons and started actually animating them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to order 80 episodes of talking caveman heads than walking back past the same chair scrolling in the background.
True, yeah.
Or Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Standards got a little higher, I think.
Well, yeah.
Let's see here. What else did I do? I watched Happy Time Murders.
Oh, you did?
Oh,
how was it?
Did that come out?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was out.
Tuesday, yeah.
Really?
I rented it.
How was it?
Man. Like, there are some parts that make me laugh. They do some interesting world building kind of stuff.
Sure, sure.
Sometimes it feels like it's lewd just to be lewd.
Oh, yeah. That seemed like it would.
Definitely. Yeah.
The Henson arm that took care of it was called a Henson Alternative.
Yeah, it's the same Henson arm that did the Curious Creations of Christine McConnell on Netflix, which is pretty good for a crafting and cooking show.
Yeah. This was a show that, or a movie that Brian Henson had been wanting to do for like 10 years or more, right?
Yeah. Melissa McCarthy's not bad in it. Kind of explain her really wacky personality in it a little bit.
Okay.
The world they build is kind of interesting, and there's a lot of subtones of how a lot of people feel that that puppets are not worthy of rights.
Oh, like second class
citizen kind of stuff. Yeah.
Thing. Wow. Oh.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. The main guy, Phil, he talks like he's a private investigator, former cop, and he talks like a noir detective.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Like some of the vernacular choices he makes is like, man, that is kind of dated. And he carries a big revolver.
Yeah. Now, how many references to Melissa McCarthy's character originally being a male character in the original script do they make? Because it seemed like the trailer, that was like her one joke, is that they kept calling at her like she was a dude.
Not really that many. Pretty much the stuff you saw in the trailer was pretty much the...
Okay, good. I was worried about that.
Yeah, the prostitutes, the homeless puppet, which actually there's a lot more to his story.
really?
Yeah. The whole cycle of this movie is all the victims of these murders, the reason they're called the Happy Time Murders is because they were all on a show called the Happy Time Gang.
It's like Sesame Street, kind of, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, you know, once you get into the world and you find this, and there's like a deal going on where this show is going to go into syndication and all these different actors are going to be granted royalty checks.
That's funny.
Okay.
That's a funny concept. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also a lot of real world kind of stuff.
Interesting.
Kind of going, the puppets, their drugs and alcohol they get addicted to is sugar.
Really?
Yeah, it's sugar.
Interesting.
Yeah, there's like sugar dens and stuff like that. Yeah. Huh.
It's like Elf.
Kind of.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, except they didn't say.
It wasn't bad.
Or Flapjack.
Yeah.
Like Captain Knuckles.
No, that's more
with
like
his maple
it.
Syrup.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
more like
man,
it.
Flapjack.
Yeah.
It was really weird that the lieutenant of the police force was Stanley from The Office. And hearing him swear, I'm like, man, that is weird. I won't say it's a bad movie. I mean, I won't say it's a great movie either.
Is it worth buying or renting?
Renting.
Okay, cool. Is it on Netflix or anything, or is it just...
I Redboxed it.
Redboxed it. Okay, cool. All right, well, hey, anyway, let's go ahead and take a break here, and when we get back, we'll get into a little bit of news.
Pizza out. Oh, wait, no, we're not done yet. Hey, we're back. Back on our beat, as it were, because that was Party for One by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Apropos of nothing.
Which is a jam.
It's a jam. It's a good one.
It's a straight banger. So
yeah,
we
it's good
it.
Stuff. Yeah. We don't always have to have a reason for our songs. Sometimes we just want to listen to some good music. Yeah. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into the news. And we have a few things here. What do we want to start off with?
I mean, we already talked about Fallout 76
bit. Yeah, and that was our intro.
Yeah, and we hinted at...
Yeah. So Bethesda... making some great decisions.
They're not having a good time.
Not really. So the thing with the bag, now correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm kind of getting this from a couple different like second and third hand, but like some of the collector's edition, like
the Power Armor edition.
Yeah, the $200 Power Armor collector's edition of the game.
Right. It was supposed to have a, among other things, like a canvas bag, like emblazoned with like Fallout 76 or whatever.
It's the West Tech logo, which is a company in the game.
Gotcha, right. So people who bought this started receiving it in the mail and discovered that their bags were not canvas. They were, in fact, nylon.
Nylon, and really crappy looking
really
nylon
like,
on that. On top of that.
Like the kind that companies will like get a billion of like for like jogging bags or whatever.
Yeah, like the drawstring, like
yeah,
crappy.
Yeah.
Like a student loan provider would give you at a job fair.
Right, exactly. Yeah, like
I have a Batman one like that.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it doesn't sound like much, but if, I mean, a nylon bag like that compared to like a good like duffel bag, canvas, like really nice.
Messenger bag.
I mean, you're paying $200 for this thing.
Exactly.
So some people started complaining about it online,
and
rightfully so.
And the game's already a mess on
game's
top
a
of
mess.
That.
Yeah, game's a mess already. And the Bethesda's support basically said, well, we're not planning on fixing this, so...
Yeah, they were like, sorry, the canvas bag was too expensive,
It was too expensive. And yet, it wasn't expensive, too expensive, because it came out of, what, a couple days later or something like that? That the canvas bags really only cost them, like, $5 or $6 to produce.
And they were giving them away
free.
Influencers
to online influencers, basically like
hot streamers,
Twitch people, YouTube people, basically people who don't really
need it
and definitely didn't pay for it. Yeah. But like it would have been very easy for them to make these dumb bags. And again, it sounds petty, but like
they're already riding a mistake train to Whoopstown. Like they didn't,
episode title.
Yep. They didn't need this on top of it. It's not helping their image.
Which over the years has been crumbling as it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I guess Bethesda's like next thing they said was, okay, you know what? We can't give you the bags, but what we're gonna do is we're gonna give you 500
atoms
in the end game currency, like the real world like currency, basically.
It's not a lot of atoms.
Yeah, and that's the thing. People were saying, you know, hey, you can't even buy this bag in game for 500 atoms. Like, this is like a buck and a half that you're like trying to
that you're chucking at me.
Yeah.
So there's like a lawsuit coming down on them, right? Like a class action thing.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, there was also lots of people wanting refunds.
Well.
And
this is also part of the class action.
They said no.
And they said, yeah, you're pretty much, you know, yeah.
But they are making the bags now.
They are, yes.
So if you bought it, go to Bethesda's support site and they'll figure out who you are and prove that you bought it and they'll send you a bag.
But watch out.
Because their support site is It got hacked, or was it just not properly?
Not properly. It wasn't properly encrypted, and a bunch of the user's database, like, information was leaked, like emails and addresses and all
personal
sorts
information.
A lot of personal information just out there.
I'm starting to go around from being kind of upset with Bethesda to just kind of feeling bad for them at this point.
But hey, listen, Todd Howard said that this was an all hands on deck game. Like, the entire company was behind this, and this was going to be their biggest, best game ever, and it was going to be perfect, and everything's great, and don't you love it?
Everything's coming up, Bethesda.
Yeah.
Todd blew it.
Todd, you blew it.
You blew it, Todd.
Todd.
See, I don't really know if we have anything else to say about this, though, because, like, I don't want to beat a dead horse. And
yeah.
They are basically as dead could be.
They've been a dead horse for a decade.
Yeah.
Skyrim wasn't that good.
You know what? Skyrim didn't get good until the DLC.
The modders fixed
and
it.
And the modders fixed all of the problems with it, which the problems are still present in Fallout 76, but modders can't fix it because it's an online game.
Bethesda's going to have to do a lot of work for whatever they release next to get the public's trust back.
Oh, you mean Skyrim Swords, the mobile
that
game?
They delayed it because they realize that people aren't going to put up with their usual shenanigans anymore.
Yeah. Oh, how about that space game? That space game they're doing. What's it called?
Oh, Starlink. It's not called Starlink. Starfield.
Starfield. Oh, man. All these problems and bugs in space.
Bugs in space. I've seen that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
it's
I have too.
Starship Troopers.
Yeah, Paul Verhoeven. Yeah.
Do it, Rico.
It's just going to be Skyrim where you can go to four different planets.
And fight a dragon.
Yeah.
Fight a space dragon.
Alien dragon.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go ahead and move on to our next thing. So there's a Captain Marvel trailer
that was
released.
So good.
It was
very,
very
good. And they gave context to why she punched an old lady in the face.
Well, yeah,
we knew what that context was going
to
be.
Readers knew what it was going to be. But yeah, they give context to the Skrulls, which is good. A lot, you know, a lot more background and kind of things. You see a really good look at the helmet with the mohawk,
which is awesome.
Oh,
it
looks so good.
Yeah,
it looks so good. And it looks like it's going to pop up multiple times in the movie,
mm-hmm.
which is great.
And there was a lot more Nick Fury this time around.
Man, the young Sam Jackson, like, computer magic they did is amazing.
Yeah, they've really figured that out over the course of these movies.
They've come a long way since X-Men 3.
Yeah.
Where they, like, smoothed out Patrick Stewart's face to, like, almost to where he's unrecognizable.
It was just a Snapchat filter.
Yeah.
He turns into a literal cue ball.
Oh, man. But, it's
so good.
Yeah.
March can't get here fast enough.
And I thought young Robert Downey Jr. looked good.
Yeah. And that was for, like, one scene.
Yeah. This looks...
Yeah, this is for a whole movie.
It was a good portion.
Mm-hmm.
It was so weird. It's like going back and watching like an old Sam Jackson movie. Oh, man, they did an amazing job. I can't wait to see the alien cat, though.
I don't think Sam Jackson has looked that young in a movie, because one of his first movies was Coming to America. You know, the Eddie Murphy one with Arsenio Hall?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a robber. He came in to steal stuff from McDonald's.
Did he not start acting until he was older?
He was in his, like, mid to late 30s.
Yeah, that's
when
he
started acting.
So he probably never
He never looked like this on screen. This is crazy.
I'm very excited for this movie, and it better be good.
I'm sure it will be.
Oh, yeah, it will be, for sure.
It'll be our space monster punching Marvel Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be at least as good as Wonder Woman, and that's kind of a tall order, so. Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, so hey, let's bounce from that to, let's go back to another negative one. Let's just alternate good and bad, because we have a good number of both on here. So,
don't buy the PlayStation Classic.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Because Sony didn't even try.
They didn't even try with this thing.
And this is without even going into the games that they picked for it, which I think we've gone over before.
Yeah.
Right. So the PlayStation Classic, for folks who don't know, it's become kind of a trend for the last couple of years for mostly Nintendo, but game companies to come out with like miniaturized versions of their old consoles with like a handful of their games on it for like retro players that, you know, it has new HDMI plugs so you can plug it into modern TVs and,
yeah,
you know, do all that stuff. And
they're basically Raspberry Pis.
They're absolutely just Raspberry Pis. They're easily hackable and you can put a bunch of extra games on there.
Which kind of makes it worth the price of admission,
it,
really.
It kind of does. Oh, sure. Oh, sure. I mean, it's, yeah, it really does. But PlayStation is trying to get in on some of that good, sweet Nintendo
retro
money.
Nostalgia action. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. And so they threw this thing out there. And for one thing, it's $100 instead of the
80,
you know, 80
or 90. I think the NES one was 80. The SNES 80. One was like 90.
Something like that. Well, at this point, the NES is like, what, 60 now?
Yes.
The SNES is like, you know, 79 or something,
yeah,
like that,
something
whatever.
Like that.
But yeah, 100's kind of crazy because you're not getting as many games.
And they're not as good.
They're not as good. And the ports of a lot of the games are in the wrong, they're PAL.
Yeah.
They're
the UK territory version.
Which the frame rate on their...
The hertzes are different.
Yeah, they run at 50 hertz instead of the American standard of 60.
So everything looks just janky and bad.
So it's emulating 50 hertz, and then the console's putting them out at 60 hertz, which it just generates a whole bunch of janky imagery and makes them run weird.
Well, it adds a lot of weird latency, and that doesn't work well when you have a couple of fighting games on there.
And racing games.
And racing games where, you know, precise inputs have to be, you know, it's...
But the kicker on top of that is people found out if you plug a USB keyboard into it and hit escape, you open up an options menu where you can fix that.
You can fix everything. Like, they didn't... And it made it very clear that Sony had just taken, like, basically...
Illegal mods.
They're legal emulators.
It was a legal emulator.
Yeah,
but they
took a freeware emulator, EPSXE.
Yeah.
Rearmed, I think, is the exact name of the emulator.
Which I have on my computer.
They just took that and threw it on this thing and shipped it out the door.
Yeah, and didn't even, like, modify it in any way, shape, or form. I mean, I can understand, like... plug a keyboard in and like you have to punch in a certain like weird obscure string of things to like pull up like a menu for like,
yeah, like a
developers
service
like
menu,
yeah,
a yeah, dev menu,
something like that. But like, you know, plug in a keyboard, press escape,
which is how emulators generally function.
That's how it works. And like it opened up a menu for like switching things from PAL to NTSC, European to US mode,
action replay cheat codes.
Like adding scan lines, which is something that the game, the system didn't.
Or shaders or all kinds of
things
stuff.
To make the games look more like they did when they were.
Or better than they did.
Yeah, right. This was a huge, huge mistake on PlayStation's part.
At least Nintendo wrote their own emulators.
Yeah.
Which, for some of them, are very good. The Canoe one, it's what the emulator is called for the Super Nintendo one, is very good.
Yeah. This one, I mean, like, people have hacked it already, right? Because of this.
I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't looked into it because I'm not going to buy one.
Oh, neither am I. Not
yeah, I saw a whole bunch of them at Walmart this morning.
Yeah, you're going to see a whole bunch of them after Christmas, too.
Maybe I'll buy one when they're, like, $20.
Right. Yeah, same here. I mean, the hardware itself is worth $20.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll wait till the PlayStation Hits version comes out.
The greatest hits version?
Yeah.
It has the green border on the side of the console.
That's it, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I have a Raspberry Pi. I don't...
Same
I don't
here.
Need a bad PlayStation. Like, at least the Nintendo ones are good, and they did a good job.
Yeah.
And it has fun menus and stuff. They didn't even really...
At least the Nintendo and Super Nintendo ones have controllers that...
work with all features
good.
Of every game.
Yeah, the PlayStation doesn't have the HD, the rumble, and like the joystick,
which
whatever.
Playing Metal Gear Solid without those analog pads or without the vibration, that sucks.
Yeah.
Psycho Mantis can't move your controller if he can't vibrate it, dude.
Yeah, it was just a mistake.
It was just a mess. He can't talk about you playing Castlevania if you didn't put Symphony of the Night in there.
Right.
I see you have an emulator, Snake.
Yeah.
Too cheap to buy the real game. Yeah.
Or the GameCube version where I see you like Super Mario Sunshine.
Oh, man. Twin Snakes was great.
Yeah. It's a good remake.
Okay, so let's bounce to a good thing. How about the Funimation Hulu thing?
Yeah,
I'll take the reins on this one. So Funimation pulled all their stuff from Crunchyroll and Verve,
which was upsetting.
Funimation's an anime service provider.
Yes, Funimation is an American distributor of a lot of really popular animes, like your Dragon Ball, My Hero.
The biggest ones, basically. Mm-hmm.
The ones that get the most play.
Yeah,
and they do their dub work is a lot better, I think, than other. And a lot of other companies.
Yeah, well, they're definitely not like four kids. And
yeah, because I was watching JoJo last night, and that's a Viz one, and the dub is not very good.
Yeah, that's why I watched JoJo in subtitle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Funimation would have did a lot better of a job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I like the My Hero dub, I love.
It's great. Yeah, all those kids' voices are great.
Yeah, that screaming kid, so great.
He cries so real.
He cries so much.
Well, All Might is perfect. Well, All Might, you couldn't have find somebody else. Or Froppy, little froggy voice is
you're
great.
You're just biased on her. She's your favorite character.
She is my favorite character.
So anyway, so Funimation did us a sad and pulled all their stuff off Crunchyroll and Verve.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, how am I going to watch My Hero now?
Exactly. Well.
Or Zombieland Saga.
Yeah. So they have their own streaming service.
But I'm not going to pay for another one.
Exactly. No.
We talked about this last week.
Yeah.
Well, turns out they're partnering up with Hulu. And they're bringing their whole catalog with them.
So and that's a net gain for them.
Yeah. Funimation is no longer best friends with Crunchyroll, now best friends with Hulu.
That's right.
Which is great, because I'll tell you right now, because there is already a limited number of Funimation stuff on Hulu. But a lot of stuff they have is either not fully dubbed or fully subbed.
And they didn't get the simulcast stuff
that's the big thing is that they're going to have simulcast stuff on Hulu as it airs in Japan, which is taking a big hit from Crunchyroll.
Yeah, that's what Crunchyroll does.
Yeah, that's their bag right there. That's their box of hockey. So yes, I'm very 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 quiet on my
that's their box of hockey and their
chowing
bottle
down.
Ramune.
Oh man, pop soda is so good.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's a big deal. That's a huge deal. Because I think they realized they weren't going to get many new subscribers for their own streaming service.
Well, everyone has Hulu.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, beside Netflix, Hulu's the biggest.
Yes. It's the
streaming service.
It's almost like a utility at this point.
Just about. Yeah.
Also, Verve got High Dive, which is another anime provider, so you got that there. And they also got Boomerang recently.
Oh, they did? That's
which
right.
Which I haven't looked into, but I'm assuming it's
Splat.
The full... Yeah, which they do weird stuff with, like take away the first two seasons of Rocko.
Yeah,
I don't know
right?
why they did that.
I don't get it either.
And I think Hey Dude just completely dropped off of it.
Well, that's fine.
Thank you. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
But it's a little wild and a little strange. when you make your home out on the range.
Oh, God.
It's also a little wild and a little strange that they dropped Hey Dude right off the service.
Yeah. But no, this is a good move for
Oh, it's for a fantastic Funimation. Move.
Yeah. I'm just glad that I'll still have access to Funimation animes.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Go back and watch classic Dragon Ball.
Yeah, if you want to go and watch through Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid again. that's on there.
Yeah.
That's you, buddy.
Okay, so moving on to our next topic, Pokemon Go is adding PvP finally.
Only, what,
two years later, almost three years later.
A basic feature of Pokemon is now available.
Yeah, soon. Coming soon. Hasn't been out yet.
Yeah, why not? Like, it sounds cool.
It sounds cool.
I'd battle you.
Yeah, sure. It is kind of weird they're setting it up like you can't... You have to be within trading range if you're anything under Ultra Friend. So, like, because we're best friends on the game, because we've traded stuff back and forth for, like, what, 3 months almost,
basically.
Yeah,
it takes forever.
Like, you could be sitting across town and we could battle. But, like, if we weren't, if we were just good friends or whatever, you have to be, like, within, like, 50 feet of each other.
That's kind of interesting, though. Yeah. I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. And they're
Make sure you make eye contact.
Yeah, so the way it works is it's going to be, like, teams of three, and they have different tier lists or whatever. Like, certain one round has to be, like, under a certain number of, like, cumulative points, And like there's a mid tier and then a high tier.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes sense. And then like there's
they're adding another move slot.
Another move slot.
So you have three instead of two.
Yes and no. They're adding it if before the match you dump enough Stardust and candies for your specific thing to unlock a third one for that battle.
For that? Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah. That kind of sucks. But they're also doing if you don't like battling, like if you're not friends with people or you don't like just want to battle just because you're feeling
because
like
it. Because battling is fun.
Yeah. Like
well, kind
those,
of.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Those, you know, those like mascots for like the three teams that kind of suck.
Yeah.
That are kind of bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can battle them once a day and you can, if you beat them, you get like a bunch of stuff like evolution stones.
That's
and
cool.
Like stuff like that. And it's like once a day and it's cool. It's a cool thing. You're still doing, it's not turn-based. You're still doing the crazy tapping.
So the battle system still kind of sucks,
kind of jank,
but
it's,
I mean, it's not fun.
Yeah.
Like it's fun to see this Pokemon that you've leveled and kind of grown fight another one.
Yeah.
Just to see how good you,
that's
you
not, ra- that's not
how
in a
good
gym.
You rose it up. Mm-hmm. If that sounds grammatically weird.
Right. But it makes sense. I understand what you're saying. Sure. But
it's kind of more like Monster Rancher in that way.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. So I'm interested. I'm excited for it. I mean, it's another free feature, so cool.
Why not?
Which
I've slowly started to lose interest in the game, and this is going to pull me back in.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Yeah. Perfect. Well, they had to do something because people aren't going to be out walking as much during the wintertime. I truly believe that's why they added the Adventure Sync stuff now instead of like during the summer, because now you can walk around inside and it'll still track your steps. Whereas before, you couldn't do that.
You had to cover an amount of distance that was noticeable.
Yes, exactly.
Now it just tracks the steps.
Yeah. All right, last one, and there's not much to go off of here. They're doing a Lego Batman 2.
Okay.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Anyway, thank you all for tuning in. That's been the show.
Lego Batman
great.
2.
Yeah,
how about a different character other than Lego Batman? Because he already got a movie.
Yeah.
Lego Benny Spaceship Guy movie.
That would be great.
Lego
Metal Beard.
Lego Justice League.
Lego Justice League.
That's
sure.
Expand your scope a little bit.
Yeah.
Or just maybe do a Master Builders movie.
Well, those
that's
are
what
the
Lego,
Lego
movie is.
Well, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Emmett's like the entry character for the Master Builders, but like
the special.
Yeah, but like I don't know. Give me. What are some of the other...
Lego Star Wars movies.
Lego Star Wars
no,
movie.
Don't make
no.
any more Star Wars movies.
We're good with that. I don't know.
The spinoffs anyway.
Yeah. But no, Lego Batman was fun.
I mean, we already had a Lego Ninjago movie.
Yeah, and that was okay.
It's all right. It's all right. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lego Batman was good, but I think this is like becoming a common theme that we say on the show. Didn't they say everything they needed to say about Lego Batman in the first one?
That's... Yep.
Yeah, the movie has a good cap on it. It's a,
yeah.
Yeah.
Makes me wonder, though, with the success of the first Lego Batman movie, how many of the characters from the Lego Batman movie will pop up in the Lego movie 2?
Oh, I'm sure some. I'm sure a good
like Robin and...
Oh, sure. Yeah. No, they'll expand the cast.
How about a Lego Harley Quinn, Jenny Slate movie?
Yeah. Okay. I'm good with that. That's fine. Yeah.
I'm trying to think other characters that were in the Lego movie that would really... Or just things we can mine for another movie.
Oh, just about any licensed property they can do.
They could do a whole Middle Zealand, like, medieval Lego movie if they
could
do.
They could,
yeah.
But there is that Lego Nexo Knights series out.
Yeah, they could do a Lego Western. Like, the possibilities are endless.
Like Legos, the possibilities for the movies are endless.
So going back to the same well
Bad
a second
Cop,
time
the movie.
Seems a little redundant.
Yeah.
When you have so many possibilities.
Yeah, I agree. All right, well, hey, we've made it to the end of the show, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram at Nerd Overload Now.
You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com. All kinds of questions or comments. And you can also subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV.
That's right. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, and just about anywhere else you can find a podcast. You can find our show. We also have t-shirts. Just go to bit.ly/nerdoverloadt. That's T-E-E.
Great gifts for the holidays, assuming that they'll show up on time. It might be too late now.
If you're going to order them, you got to order them quick. I mean, probably by the time this airs, that might be the last day to order them, to get them in guaranteed
by Christmas.
By Christmas. But yeah, anyway, I think that's...
Go to my game website, believethegame.com.
Yeah,
watch,
there you go.
Watch the trailer. Still working on that.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, thank you all for tuning in, and we will be back next week.
Pizza out. For real this time.